1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Ciao. My name is Kim.
Okay, me too.
Yes. So. That's better. That's better. That's good.
Vê lá. O meu também tá fixe assim?
Now go crunchy.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we start, people?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so.
Rockstar Podcast by Ana Isabel Rocha.
Oh yeah! Primeiro Rockstar de 2019, sejam muito bem-vindos. E peço muita desculpa pela ausência, mas eu queria que este primeiro Rockstar de 2019 fosse um Rockstar especial. E é um Rockstar especial de corrida. Lembram-se que no último Rockstar de 2018 eu vos dei algumas dicas de concertos para 2019. Um dos concertos que eu não quero nada perder é no dia 23 de agosto, no Festival Vilar de Mouros, e são os britânicos Skunk Anansie. Eu pedi muito ao universo para me voltar a encontrar com os Skunk Anansie, só não esperava que o universo fosse tão rápido a responder e que a coisa acontecesse assim tão agora. Achei que era mesmo só lá para agosto e não estava preparada psicologicamente para este encontro imediato do terceiro grau. Estive então à conversa com a Skinna, vocalista dos britânicos Skunk Anansie, e também com o Ace, com o guitarrista, que estiveram em Portugal para promoção, não só do Festival Vilar de Mouros, obviamente, mas também sobre o novo álbum ao vivo da banda. Chama-se 25 Live at 25 e é um álbum incrível que reúne os maiores êxitos destes 25 anos de carreira, que foram gravados em vários momentos da banda, durante vários concertos. Portanto, este álbum duplo reúne gravações de vários concertos, mas está gravado de forma a que pareça um único concerto dos Skunk Anansie. É incrível, e as versões que vão ouvir aqui no Rockstar são as versões deste novíssimo Best Of, que vai ser editado na sexta-feira, dia 25 de janeiro. O álbum dos 25 anos chama-se 25 Live at 25 e é editado no dia 25. Eles não deixam nada ao acaso. Isto acontece-me um bocadinho tudo, de facto, na minha vida, na minha carreira, depois de ter tido um encontro imediato também com o Whit Crane dos Ugly Kid Joe, que vai ficar para um próximo Rockstar. Depois de já ter estado no concerto mais pequeno do mundo dos Skunk Anansie, volto agora a encontrá-los aqui na Sampaio Pina. O que vão ouvir a partir de agora é a entrevista na íntegra, mas só depois disto.
Thank you.
dos Skunk Anansie ao vivo, que são brutais. Um dos temas que podem encontrar no novíssimo álbum, um best-of ao vivo, o primeiro da banda, chama-se 25 Live at 25. Rockstar. First podcast of the year, 2019, and I have some guests here at Radio Comercial, and quite the guests. Skunk Anansie, welcome!
Hello!
Hello!
Welcome. How are you? Since the last time we saw each other, like 10 years ago or 8 years ago or something, I have a photo.
You do?
Yes, yeah.
Do we look as good as we do now, or do we look like old and knackered?
Now we're better. I think we're better.
Are we better
with
now?
The age.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you're lying.
I think so. What do you think? Are you better with the age?
Yeah, we try to be. You know, it's all about, oh, look. Yes, you know.
Yes,
you're better. You're better than me. You're looking good.
Thank you very much.
I aged.
So, how was your past 25 years? Tell me everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Actually, you know, being in a band has been really fun. I mean, we had a little bit of a break of 8 years in the middle, but the main thing is, you know, we're really good friends. So, you know, we're not in each other's pocket and in each other's lives, like, you know, like drowning each other in each other's personality. But yeah, it's been a fun 25 years, hasn't it, Ace?
Yeah, and you know what? If you watch the new videos we've just put out, that's like 25 years in 5 minutes.
I watched them.
I love it. The hedonism one's great. We're so young and skinny, aren't we? You know, things like that. And then, but you know, you forget all the great things you've done, you know, and you see these clips from Nelson Mandela's birthday and, you know, and playing these big shows, as well as the really small stuff at the beginning, the clubs and smashing guitars. It's amazing when you look back on it, but we're not very nostalgic normally. We don't normally look back, but we're quite enjoying it, really.
What do you really feel?
Guilty pleasure.
It's like a guilty pleasure. Yeah. You talked about the Nelson Mandela party. Mm. You were with lots of amazing artists like Michael Jackson.
Cass and I were there, and we ended up singing. We got called up to meet Nelson Mandela, so we met him and his wife of one day old. You know, she wasn't one day old, like, but they've been married. One day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
His wife of one day.
His wife of one. Thank you, Ace. Save me at that hole I just dug myself into. But so, and you know, I was standing there. So, and then, like, we end up singing Happy Birthday to Nelson Mandela with Stevie Wonder on piano, keyboards. I was standing next to Michael Jackson on one side, and there was Nina Simone in front of me, and then Danny Glover on the other side. So that was quite a foursome.
It was like a dream come true.
I know, and my first record I ever bought in my life was Nina Simone. We ended up hanging out with her for the whole of the rest of the evening, and she's telling jokes and drinking, and it was really fun. And Michael Jackson was a bit weird, to be
really
quite honest.
Tell me about it, because I really loved him, you know.
Yeah, I loved him. I loved him when I was growing up. I had a big poster of him with his little afro on my wall. Hmm. But you know, it's just Michael Jackson. It's weird. And then and Danny Glover was great, and of course Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life, is one of my all-time top three albums, so pretty spectacular.
You have been like pretty spectacular things happening in your life, in your career. It's 25 years, come on, you know. I do radio like for 23, so I know what it is like a little bit. I'm not a rock star. I have a rock star podcast, but I'm not a rock star. And I look now to my 20s and I was like, oh really, I could have done something that I didn't do, you know. If it was today, what would you do that you still haven't done now?
Probably sleep more. Yeah. You know, I didn't know. I didn't know when I got in a rock band I was going to get that little amount of sleep. So, you know, I think that, to be honest, we're here because we're living the dream. You know, living the dream. We're like really. I think that if I were going to go back to my younger self, you know, what I would say, chill out, man. You
and
know,
breathe.
It's not breathe and chill out. It's not such a big deal, you know. When there's problems, you just solve the problems and it's over and it's done. I would just say just enjoy the moment and stop like worrying about the next thing you got to do.
In this past 25 years, you have been all over the world and you always come back to Portugal. Why?
Because, well, obviously everyone is awesome here, right?
Everyone is awesome!
But the crowd is kind of quite spectacular for us. It was one of the countries that first to embrace Skankanansi, to take us under their wing and support us, so we've always had that behind us as well. And for some reason, I don't know, tours seem to start here as well. Maybe it's because it's the best place to get a truck to first.
We love starting in Portugal,
but
because
the vibe
is great. Yeah, you know, you do that first gig in Portugal, and that's the wind of beyond your sails. When you're having a shitty gig somewhere in the behind the back of some German tiny little town, and you know, there's Nazis demonstrating down the street outside the venue, then you think, oh, but we've been to Portugal, and we'll go back, and that'll always be great.
Yeah. And you feel that warm in your heart.
Yeah, let's just think about being in Portugal. You know,
and it's a pretty special and unique place, isn't it? We went out to dinner last night. We went to a great place, and we were talking about, you know, you can go all around Europe. There's a lot of countries that kind of look the same, but as soon as you get here and you hit the streets and you see, you know, all the tiles and the, you know, all that kind of stuff, it's like, you know, you're here. It's so unique. And I think the people here are pretty unique as well as a country. So, you know, we wrote one of our albums here, in fact.
Yes,
back in the 90s. Postal Cosmic Chill.
We wrote that album here with Charlie Big Potato. It was written in Portugal.
My favorite song, you have no idea. I swear on my kids, I have two. I love Hedonism, and I know it's like a big song for you. It all started with Hedonism, but my favorite is Charlie Big Potato.
I mean, you break that song down now, and you just think, God, that was lucky. That was lucky we wrote that song.
It's amazing. It's brutal. It's everything.
It's delicate. It's hard. It's in your face, but it's a sexy song. It's great.
Oh my God, I just love that song. You have to play that song in Vilar de Mouros in August.
I don't know.
I'm going to be there.
I know.
Skin, come on.
A bit more persuasion. Oh my God, she used the D word.
Yeah, I used the D word.
I'm leaving.
I'm sorry.
My mum entered the room.
Don't you like your name, Deborah?
Oh, you know, it's actually, my mum named me after the judge in the Bible, who was the most important person in the Bible. So that's not bad. Little did she know how I would turn out, you know.
But if someone calls you Deborah on the street,
oh, it feels weird. Even you saying it now, it feels weird.
Unless it's your bank manager, obviously.
That's even weirder. You know, if they want to call me, I'm like, oh no, what have I done?
Charlie Big Potato ao vivo agora no Rockstar.
Whoa!
obviously we have to talk about Hedonism because you have so many hits, but Hedonism is it's special.
Yes, yeah. It's the one. I mean, I say it on our Instagram, which came out. That's the song that changed everything for us. I mean, Week was the first stepping stone, and Week was massive, and that first album sold over a million copies and because of Week and because of that whole vibe. But when Hedonism came out, it was the third single on the second album, and that was a song that got huge radio play, you know, and yeah, people wherever I am, I can be on top of a mountain in the Himalayas, I can be walking down the street in Portugal, but that's the song that people say, oh, you wrote that song, you know, what does it go, just because you feel good, oh yeah, oh, Hedonism, yeah.
I remember Hedonism because no one bought me a drink anymore, right? Because when Week came out, everyone was like, hey man, it's cool, you want a drink, you know, and you're like, yeah, and then when Hedonism came out, they're like, you're rich, you've got to buy all the drinks. So that was the time when all of my, and I wasn't rich, but that was it. No more drinks for free for me.
I'm going to buy you some drinks in Villard-Mosh.
Okay.
Great. Okay, I swear.
You know, so, we get them free, though, so you have to buy something else.
E pronto, a partir desta música, acabaram-se as bebidas à borla para os Skank and Nancy. A música que mudou para sempre a carreira desta banda britânica, Hedonism.
one of the best venues in the whole fucking country.
Rockstar.
You told we were a band of people who were real. That's why we were radical. Do you still feel the same? Do you feel
I
radical?
I think we haven't really changed. I mean, we've definitely got a little bit of like one or two members of the band have got a bit more luxurious taste. Me probably being one of them. But, you know, that's kind of comes with age. You just kind of learn what you like, you know, and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I think that we're just authentic. We're just ourselves. We're not putting on airs and graces. We're not training to be rock stars because we don't really feel like rock stars. We just feel like normal people. You know, I think you can take yourself a bit too seriously and then it's all over, isn't it?
Yeah. If you haven't followed this dream, the music dream, the rock star dream, whatever, what do you think you would be doing now?
I'd be a journalist.
A journalist?
Yeah.
Really?
I'd be a journalist. I was on my path. I was trained as an interior designer and I was on the path to become a journalist. I was about to change. I want to be one of them. I want to be one of those guys that jump out of a helicopter with a camera on their shoulder in a jumpsuit, in some like army jumpsuit, and run towards the action. You know, that was in my head. That's what I wanted to do.
And you, Ace?
I think if I'd followed what I was doing, I'd be doing album covers, art. Because graphic design, and in my spare time I was doing all the record covers for all the bands.
I need
a new
graphic design for my podcast.
I'll
now.
Do one for you.
Thank you.
So I was doing all these covers for all the bands that I knew around me in my spare time, and I really enjoyed it. But I enjoyed music more, so I had to make a decision. You know, so I just left with my suitcase and guitar and drove to London. That was it.
I mean, I think that once being in music was the thing I loved the most. But then, you know, you also have to have an alternative in your head. To be honest, I feel like I mixed the two because I was also quite political. So I feel like I mixed the two things together. I just don't have to sit right in the room.
Politics aside, I went to one of your gigs a few years ago, way back at the Coliseum here in Lisbon.
Yes.
And it was like awesome.
That is a great gig, isn't it?
I know.
That's a great venue.
A great venue, I know. Mm. And you called someone on stage, it was a guy, a fan, whatever, and you kissed him.
I did. Did I get some tonguing?
No. What can we expect about your show here in Portugal?
We see things like that are very unpredictable. I mean, we're a live band and we've done a lot of crazy things in our time. I think it's good. I like to look for weird things to do, but I don't like to predict it. It depends on somebody's doing. I mean, there was one gig that we did in Italy, and this woman, the whole gig was just doing this drumming. That's my bangles making all that. drumming. And then I just said, you on stage, and brought her on stage and put her in the drum kit, and she was phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah,
it turned
great.
Out she was in a Skunk and Etsy cover band, and
whoa,
she was absolutely phenomenal. And if you've ever seen a crowd go absolutely ballistic in their life, that was the time.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was amazing. Yeah. So spontaneity, it's all about spontaneity.
Last two questions. Tell me about your new 25 album.
Well, it's 25 songs. I actually recorded mainly one gig in Gdańsk in Poland, 21 songs recorded there, and then we had to go searching for four other songs that we thought has to be on the album. So there's Selling Jesus, and there's two more songs that are not recorded on the actual particular gig. But yes, mainly one gig. It's our very first live album. We've never done like a full live album. We've done an acoustic live album, but
it's a double one.
Yeah, but it's the first time because we just wanted to do something kind of for the fans. You're 25 years old, and they've been requesting it. That and a B-sides album, which they might not get that one, but they've been requesting it for many, many years. So we thought, actually, I'm going to give something back to the fans.
Why not?
Let's put this album out, and it's a special box set because in the box set there are. I feel like I'm plug. But there's a book of lyrics that I've written, original lyrics for the album. There's posters, there's a cassette, there's vinyl.
Okay, I'm going to buy that.
CD. And so the box set is pretty, pretty special. We haven't actually seen one yet. We've just requested all these things and agreed for the artwork. You've done the artwork for it.
Your favourite song? Can
Mine?
You pick one?
On the record?
On the record, yeah.
I really like Death to the Lovers. I thought they all came out really well, but that's one of my favourite songs. So it's a quiet moment, you know. And obviously Charlie Big Potato. I think that's awesome at the beginning. Oh my god!
I know.
That's so funny. You picked the romantic song. My favourite album. I love my Love Will Fall is up there, but my number one's Intellectualize My Blackness because we haven't played that for like 15 years. And we played that at that gig, and I was just like, why did we stop playing this song? This song is ace. And at the end, I just scream for dear life, and I love that part. You know, if you've had a horrible day and whatever, you go on stage, and at the end of that song, like, I won't scream and hurt your microphone.
You can scream, it's okay.
Intellectualize me! I just did that at the end and I love it.
Thank you.
Good mic.
Thank you so much for being here. It's
Thank
an
you.
Honor to
Thank
have you.
You
here. E para terminar, este Rockstar que está mesmo quase a acabar, as duas músicas preferidas, tanto da Skin como do Ace, de todas aquelas que fazem parte deste álbum duplo ao vivo, Intellectualize My Blackness e também Death to the Lovers.
Darkness comes out.
25 anos de carreira muito bem documentados neste duplo álbum ao vivo dos britânicos Skunk Anansie, e eles que lançam também merchandise oficial com algumas raridades, tudo assinado no site da banda skunkanansie.com. E a par deste álbum duplo ao vivo, lançam também no YouTube, já estão disponíveis no YouTube, 3 vídeos, Wick, Charlie Big Potato e Hedonism, com muitas imagens nunca antes vistas da banda. Em turnê, nos concertos, no backstage, é pesquisar, procurar Skunk Anansie no YouTube e basta pôr 25 Live, aparecem logo os 3 vídeos. Foi um espetáculo poder conversar um bocadinho mais com eles e tê-los aqui no estúdio da Rádio Comercial para ficarmos a saber também algumas curiosidades. A Skin, se não fosse rockstar, tinha sido jornalista no terreno. O Ace é designer gráfico e ainda hoje faz algumas coisas, até para bandas rock, um pouco por todo o mundo. A Skin, que se chama Débora e que não gosta que a tratem por Débora, a D-Word, eu ousei tratá-la por Débora e eu estava a ver que ela me saía do estúdio. Não, estávamos a brincar. Para terminar esta entrevista, claro que não pude deixar de falar no 10 Year Challenge que a Skin fez no seu Instagram. Se estiverem agora com o vosso telemóvel, vão ao Instagram da Skin. Deixem-me ver como é que é. Eu acho que é Official Skin. Não, espera. Ai, esqueci-me de conferir isto. Esperem lá. Agora estava toda lançada e não me lembro do... É Skin _ Skunk Anansie. O 10 Year Challenge dela é muito louco, muito giro, porque ela tem um sentido de humor muito fixe.
Your 20 year challenge is hilarious, Skin.
What's my 20 year challenge?
You posted your picture like 10
oh,
years
ago. Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I saw it on Instagram.
Oh, I'm gonna do that.
That's me. I used to be fitter, but people don't recognize me.
And now you're like, I know.
I used to be like a guy, I was so muscular.
Thank you very much, guys. See you next time.
Thank you.
A sério, vão ver que vale a pena. Entretanto, não se esqueçam de conferir este Rockstar no site da Comercial, em radiocomercial.ol.pt, na área de Rockstars, e também no iTunes. Na área de podcasts, não é Rockstars. Ai, Roja, tu ficas doida com tantas pessoas aqui contigo. A Tina, por favor. É isso.
Rockstar Podcast by Ana Isabel Rocha.